Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
So let's talk real estate. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. Thank you so much for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show today. I am so excited for our guest. I've actually been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks. You've heard of Ivory Homes before, but did you know that they have a commercial division? It's called ICO. Today on the show, we have Jim Seberg, who is, you know, kind of the big dog of Ivory Custom Homes. He runs all of that. He's, you know, known to be the smartest guy in the room, probably in every meeting he's ever in, and definitely the meetings I've ever been in with Jim. I've had the opportunity to work with him a little bit on some of his commercial projects, some model homes, some different things. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here with you, Heather.
This is awesome. This is so fun. Okay, so let's introduce you a little bit. Harvard grad.
Don't hold that against me.
Which is amazing. BYU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your other cool things.
Yeah. So that's actually how I came here. I was a classmate of Clark Ivory at an East Coast school, and we'd been talking for many years, a couple decades, to try to come out here. And during the great financial crisis, caught him in a weak moment, was able to get involved here and grow Ivory Commercial. And today, actually since 2011, we're the largest apartment builder in the state of Utah. Just coincident with Clark's role over 30 years as the largest home builder in Utah. So it's been a great run for us.
No doubt. So Ivory Commercial does all of your non-for-sale housing. So all your for-rent, your for-lease properties, real estate apartments, industrial, mid-sized office, retail pads, all of that, correct?
Yeah, that's awesome. In fact, we're what we call integrated developer. So we not only do development, meaning we actually entitle land, et cetera, but we do the construction and the property management all in-house. So it's just a one-stop shop for all of that. And we're a top five developer in the commercial side in the state as well.
So you're a little busy.
Sometimes, but I have a great team behind me. You know, it's been fantastic. We've grown the company over the last 14 years that I've been here from four people to over 150 people. And that's what makes it successful is the team. They've been great.
And you've been in Utah for how long?
14 years. Awesome. My only tie before that was attending BYU. And frankly, I never thought I'd return here.
Where were you in the interim?
Yeah, that's a good question. I had a really interesting career. So I worked for a global 50 company. Did a rotating management training program, went to school, was a partner at the world's largest strategy consulting firm. Talked to Clark about coming here a lot during that. I took a two-year hiatus to work for Michael Dell as a senior executive at Dell and Dell Technologies. And then I came here. So not a lot of real estate experience other than I put some of my career profits into self-storage, and Clark co-invested with me. And through that, we came to work in real estate together and then came out here in 2009. So it's been great. Utah's been a great state for us. It's fantastic.
No doubt. So Jim, not only do you run ICO Commercial Development for, you know, this business and all of the development and all of the apartments and everything that are under that umbrella, but you invest in your own stuff as well.
I do. Clark and I, when we have opportunities with our excess capital, we'll invest in private companies. He's done a terrific job growing a foundation, which has great benefit to the state of Utah, especially trying to solve the affordable housing crisis. So these alternative investments that I do often with him, we put into the foundation, which benefits the state and a lot of other people. So it's been, again, just great to work with Clark and have the platform of Ivory Homes, the Ivory Foundation, and then Ivory Commercial.
So it's 2024. What's going on in the economy?
Great question. You know, it's interesting. We spend a lot of time looking at economic indicators and trying to prognosticate what might happen. As a person who runs a business, we actually use that as just context and background for what the decisions we make. It's probably not a major driver in what we do, but obviously it's very important. What's happened since the pandemic is the government, this is what's amazing, the government injected three times the amount of fiscal or fiscal stimulus into the economy than they did in World War II in a very short time period, basically in a year's time. And because of that stimulus, obviously that's brought about the inflation challenges that the consumers face and we all face. In addition, it caused just some basic factors like the growth of the economy to grow from 2% to 5 or 6%, even as late as the third quarter of this last year. So what's going to happen in 2024 as we exit these effects of fiscal stimulus and the pandemic? Things are going to continue to moderate. From a consumer standpoint, on the for sale side, mortgage rates right now are still at 6.8%. I think they'll cascade down to around 6% over time. It'll take some time to do that, and there will be some volatility. I think we'll have reduced inflation. Obviously, everybody's noticed gas prices are down. That'll continue. Unemployment will go up a little bit from kind of 3.9% where it is now, probably broach 4%, which is still just an amazingly low rate. Have a lot of jobs available in the economy. And then, of course, interest rates will continue to moderate. Right now, the 10-year Treasury is about 4%. Fed funds rate's over 5%. As things go down in terms of GDP growth and the overall growth of the economy slows, the Federal Reserve will probably moderate interest rates a bit. Don't want to get too wonky on you, but there's just a few stats for you that we look at just from a national standpoint.
Okay, so I know you're listening to the radio, but Jim is telling us all of these facts and figures off the top of his head, you guys. This is absolutely incredible. You are so well-versed on the economy of what's going on, not only in the country, but also specifically in Utah. How is Utah faring in comparison to the rest of the world?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love to talk about Utah. It's kind of, I always thought it was an undiscovered gem, but it's been discovered over the last decade. And in fact, in real estate, Utah and the Salt Lake market has gone from what we call the tertiary market to a secondary market. So the primary markets are kind of New York, San Francisco, LA, et cetera. Salt Lake is really, now considered similar to Phoenix, Denver, et cetera. So as a secondary market, which is terrific for us. That's enabled us to have a lot of in-migration, population growth, which has enabled the economy to grow very, very nicely. We've been a top five state economically over the last decade. That'll continue. Our unemployment rate is lower than the national average substantially. Our population growth is in the top five. Our statewide GDP growth, the way our economy grows, is top five as well. And all those factors just create tailwinds for the industry that I'm in and most other industries, but especially in real estate, despite the fact that interest rates are high for all of us, which creates a bit of a headwind, across the real estate sector.
Absolutely. So what's going on in the housing industry in today's economy?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's consider that in terms of both for sale and for rent. And I'll talk a little bit more about nationally, house prices have escalated through the pandemic. And even last year, they went up despite the fact that, mortgage rates went up and that home sales were moderating quite a bit. Within for sale housing, it's been very difficult for people to actually have a lot of product come on the market because folks are locked into very low mortgage rates, which makes them reluctant to sell because for them to be able to get a new mortgage, they're going from 3% to 7 or 8%. It creates quite a bit of a disincentive for them to actually buy a new home. On the for rent market, as a result of that, that's grown by 2 to 3x versus its normal rate across the nation. And I'm actually concerned we're going to have an oversupply of apartments over time. We'll talk a little bit about that in the state of Utah in a second. But on the for rent side, rents have escalated, but there still is more affordability in the for rent market for people to have housing than the for sale market because mortgage rates are so high. So those two trends on just product cost for homes and then mortgage rates have made that a little bit less affordable for the typical person across the nation. What we want to do, hopefully, is have those mortgage rates come down this year, and then affordability will increase, even if home prices continue to go up 1 or 2%, which is what the forecast is nationally.
So I always tell someone, if they are renting right now, look to see what's available and get in the market.
Yeah. You always want to keep doing that. Obviously, 80% of my business is for rent. So in the state of Utah, There's actually a lot of supply that's come online in apartments. We've built about three times the normal rate of apartments that we do, about 15,000 a year the last 2 to 3 years. We normally have 4,000 or 5,000. So especially in the downtown sector and some other areas, there are real opportunities for rent. But while folks are renting, they should continue to look and have a realtor look for them in the for sale market. And we'll talk a little bit maybe about the relative percentage of renters versus owners and how that differs here in Utah.
Absolutely. Today we have Jim Seberg on the show with us. He is the big dog there at ICO, which is the Ivory Homes Commercial Department. They are one of the biggest developers and builders in the state of Utah, and they are number one again as of the end of 2023. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back on the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. However, we do serve all of Utah. And if you're looking for the latest and greatest in trends in interior design, we definitely have those for you. We offer interior design services. We have 1 hour consultations. And then, of course, we do new construction. So, you know, from start to finish, all the interiors and exteriors, as well as furniture, which is a lot of fun. Not only do we do residential, but we also work on a lot of commercial projects, including Parade of Homes and Model Homes and all the good things. But today, I have to tell you, you're in for a real treat because we have Jim Seberg on the show with us. He is, you know, what do you call yourself there at ICO?
Chief Overhead Officer to my to my team members. No, actually, I run ICO, so I'm the ICO Ivory Commercial President. But really, we have a collaborative team, so I head up everything across development, construction, property management.
Okay, so you've heard of Ivory Homes before, and this is the president of the commercial division of what you do. So you handle all of the rental projects, the things that you don't sell, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We handle basically all the four food groups in the commercial sector. So that would be apartments, industrial, retail, and then we do typically mid-sized office or medical office as our office component. And then, of course, we do everything related to that. So development, construction, and property management in-house, all under one roof, which enables us to have great control for customer service and making sure our tenants and residents have, you know, great responsiveness and have a great lifestyle with what we do.
So I'm a little biased, obviously, because I'm a host of the KSL Real Estate Show, but it's always good news on our show, which is really, really great. You know, nationally, real estate is strong, but Utah, I believe it's even stronger. Give us a little heads up on that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. You know, Utah, as I mentioned, is a top five state economically. That translates into what happens in real estate. It's a bit challenged right now because interest rates have been up and anything related to real estate is capital intensive. So you need financing to be able to do projects. So a lot of projects are now either postponed or deferred, even though they're planned. Yet at the same time, because of, you know, ICO's financial strength, we're proceeding and doing a couple of apartment projects this year, while others may not be. Again, that's the strength of our team and our balance sheet. Utah, though, you know, what's a couple of things that are really interesting about Utah is that previously we used to have only 25% of our populace rent and about 75% owned. Nationally, it's very different, about 60% owned and 40% rented. But because of affordability issues over the last couple of years, Utah now has 40% of new households renting while they look for opportunities to own. And that's where we come in on the apartment side. So we want to provide them a great lifestyle, basically in every home and every unit, so that they can have you know, a rental lifestyle that helps them you know, have a great opportunity for work, live, and play until they decide to move into a home and can make that transition.
You know, we've heard over the course of time, last couple of years, there's a 50,000 unit housing shortage, 38,000, whatever the number is. We have a shortage of homes. We also have a shortage of apartments. Am I correct, first of all? You're the guy to ask.
Yeah. So, yes, you are. Great point. And across the state of Utah, that shortage was reduced somewhat prior to the pandemic, but post-pandemic, because we had great in-migration, it's actually increased. And the challenge with that is that there is oversupply in certain sectors, meaning occupancy in apartments typically is around 94 to 98%. There's pressure in certain subsegments like downtown, where occupancies may be below that stabilized level of 88% or something, and yet people are still having difficulty getting affordability into that housing area.
It feels like that's statewide. I should really rein that back to region-wide, because anywhere you go, people are saying, I can't believe how insane these rents are.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. And they've escalated a lot since the pandemic, and yet they didn't escalate nearly as much as home prices or the cost to build because of inflation. So frankly, for example, my rents in apartments are up basically 1% last year. Prior to that, they were up about 9%, which was equal to inflation. But houses are up 30% over that time period. So actually, it's more affordable to rent now than it on a relative basis than it is to own.
And homes, it's because cost of materials, shortage of labor, et cetera, that we've all heard.
Yeah, absolutely. The supply chain issues that we all know about and that inflation. And frankly, that's going to continue a little bit. It hasn't moderated on the for sale side. But people will have opportunities to rent and have a work, live, play lifestyle that's maintenance free over the next couple of years that'll be more affordable relative to housing unless mortgage rates go down below kind of 5 to 5.5%.
So the prediction is that the markets are going to come into balance in the next year, couple of years?
It'll probably take 2 to 3 years, Jeff, actually. Yeah, but that's typically what happens. It moderates.
I think so, too. Okay, so one thing I really love about all of your facilities is your locations. You guys, you know, in real estate, they always say location, location, location. I think that's one of your strengths. In addition to that, your amenities, your tennis courts, your swimming pools, your hot tubs, the exercise facilities. I'm a homeowner, and many times I've said, well, I would live here. This is incredible. Why am I owning a home? I could live there, and this looks like a hotel resort. We have Jim Seberg on the show with us today. He is the president of ICO Commercial. They handle all of the commercial development, including apartments, industrial, midsize office, and retail pads. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. More on the KSL Real Estate Show.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show, and we appreciate you listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And today, you are in for a real treat because we have Jim Seberg, who is the president of ICO Commercial, and you really handle all of the retail, the apartments, industrial, you know, anything that you don't sell. That really is ICO, which is your commercial division of Ivory Homes.
Yeah, that's correct. That's absolutely well stated, Heather.
Welcome
Terrific.
To the show. We're so happy to have you.
It's great to be here.
This is
Terrific.
Great. So you build it all, and then I get to make it pretty. So once you buy your new home, you rent your home from Jim Seberg and ICO there, come into Osmond Designs, and we'll help you furnish that. Jim, tell us a little bit about what's going on in Utah. What makes it different from the rest of the country?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, what's happened, again, is we have become kind of discovered. And so there's been a lot of development in terms of apartment builders that have come from out of state, including home builders that have done that, which have made all of us a little bit better. Coincident with that, we've had to make sure that we offer full amenities from a work, live, play standpoint. And so we, within ICO, for example, really target certain sectors or regions on the Wasatch Front where we can have a differentiated product for people that want that resort lifestyle on a permanent basis. That's really what we offer. So we have these magnanimous clubhouses that are terrific that you help us decorate, put in all of our FF&E, that's the furniture and fixtures that make it just amazing, look like a resort. Typically, they're oversized and of scale. Folks can have a Vasa-like workout experience. Then they can have what I call fishbowls, which are these glassed-in work areas where they can have conference rooms. We even have a broadcast room at our newest location.
Say
down
what?
Yeah, for podcasting. little competition for you, maybe?
You can move in, Jeff.
You know?
You're set.
Wow.
We're going to have to host you all down there.
Give me an address and a lease.
Yeah. It's terrific. It's down at our Orem location at University Mall, which is one of our premier locations where we have different kind of residential projects there that are complementary to each. You know, it's interesting, too. We had to talk a little bit about who actually is the target renter. Who does this? I mentioned the governing thought about it is people that want a maintenance-free lifestyle. So we call them lifestyle renters. That comprises the vast majority of who rents. The others are those that are just transitioning from owning a home or have a transition in their life. Segments, for example, younger professionals, they could be single or couples, typically come in. Single heads of household is a significant component for us, and they want an extra bedroom, a work area, want to be able to do it all on site, have work areas, have amenities, etc.
Do you see people who have property, own property, but still want to rent the place they live?
Yeah, we actually do. It's a smaller segment, but that's a great point. And it's because of that maintenance-free lifestyle where they can move other locations where they want, and they can actually have the full amenity suite with fantastic, you know, fitness areas, work areas, social areas. You know, we have these monthly events for our residents where we have a sous chef come in, do a cooking demonstration. So there's just a lot of collaboration and community building that's done on site where people get that where they might not have it in a single residence.
So you are one of the largest development companies in the state of Utah. What are some of the challenges that the company faces?
Yeah, great question. You know, it all seems so easy when you see these buildings go up and, you know, people having a great lifestyle, et cetera. There are a lot of challenges that we face. In today's market, you know, Jeff mentioned early on, there's a housing shortage. Well, many communities still do not want any kind of for rent product in those locations, which services 40% of the households of our communities. And we need to be able to have, you know, an ability for all these people to have the lifestyle that they'd like. So one challenge is certainly municipal approvals. Another challenge that we talked about was supply chain and cost inputs. It is double the cost of what it was 5 years ago to build an apartment today. And that's purely input costs and labor costs. So huge challenge there. And then a third is financing, right? Interest rates have gone, basically lending rates have almost doubled. So it's 8 or 9% to borrow now to try to build a project where it was typically less than 4.
Now wait, because, you know, as a homeowner, you think of mortgage rates. And as you mentioned earlier, we're at 6.8, 6.6, yeah, somewhere in there. You guys, with all the balance sheet you have, when you want to go to the market and get money to do a project, you're paying 8 or 9%?
Yeah, typically on a construction loan. And here's why. That's not a permanent loan, but on a construction loan. Because what we do is build it off the 10-year treasury, and there's a margin on top of that. And so that's amazing, isn't it? The average cost for any entrepreneur now, if you saw it on any of the broadcast networks, for borrowing costs is above 9%. And our balance sheet is actually quite good. We're in the low 7s or even high 6s.
So maybe this explains a lot, that when you see all these projects that were going up and suddenly they become a mud pit and just sit for a while, that's because interest rates were going into the sky during that time period, wasn't it?
Yeah, interest rates and also the input costs. And it caught developers by surprise. So those that didn't have enough internal cash, you know, got caught in the middle of it.
Well, and I think a lot of these companies really are phasing things as well, right? So you're pre-leasing, you're building one building and get, you know, about halfway through before you start the second and the third. And it's just taking a little more time.
Heather, you're giving away all our secrets. So that's a great point. You know, that's fantastic. We actually owned property downtown, and because we saw the oversupply, sold at the peak and reinvested that capital into suburban projects that we can phase for that very reason. And that's, if you look at apartments over the last 40 years, the sector within apartments that's performed the best financially has been suburban apartments that typically are able to offer a broad set of amenities over perhaps a little more land area that allows people an easier commute and lifestyle. So that's what we've done. And again, we offer apartments across the Wasatch Front, Davis County, Salt Lake, and Utah County, but typically in suburban areas that are a little less supplied, where we can actually offer those that fit the middle market and want that maintenance-free lifestyle, a great opportunity for living.
I think so as well. Okay, so I really believe that your projects are very cutting edge as far as their design. What are some of the design things that you love, and what are some of the mistakes that you see some of your competitors making?
Yeah, great point. So, you know, what we try to do is offer that permanent resort lifestyle. So the things that we offer that are just, it's a cumulative sum of all these little design features we have. And our teams have visited the best product across the nation to develop a 30-page design standards document that we use with a proprietary architect that can't give any of our designs to anyone else in the United States. We've done that over the course of 10 years. And that cumulative set of features is all things, all little things that come from like natural light in particular areas. Our units are typically about 10% bigger than a submarket competitor, a lot more storage space, built-ins, corridors. Have you ever been into a hotel where it has a muted corridor, there's a lot less lighting, you feel a little closed in? You go to ours, we have higher ceilings, great natural light at the ends of the corridors. Elevators, we overinvest in those so that people don't get caught at peak times trying to move in and out, get their stuff in, haul their groceries in, etc. Our amenity package is fantastic. We typically build amenity packages that are 1.5 times those of others, and then a broader array of amenities. I mentioned a golf simulator, podcasting room. We have basketball courts. We have not only a swimming pool, bocce ball courts, gathering areas, and then community areas so you can have social events. Shockingly, people even rent our facilities for weddings and other social events. So it's really a full complement of services, and they're enhanced. Why? Because of the color selection, the exterior, the FF&E, things that you do so well for us, Heather, from a design standpoint that just creates that pop and enables people to feel really great about the lifestyle they have.
Well, and I just think it feels like home when you walk into one of your developments, which I really appreciate. It's very, very important. Sometimes you can get lost in the size and it feels oftentimes like a hospital. So I love that about you. You know, the difference really is in the details, and you do that right. I love that. Okay, so what advice do you have for the typical young household regarding housing?
Yeah, great. You know, the best way to build wealth across the nation has been to own a home. And what do? I say, no, you should at least look to rent first. Okay. And what I love to do, and this is something that's a deep passion of mine, because I have a background in investing and in finance, is to just advise young people to save 10 to 20% of your income. It can be really difficult, but renting is actually cheaper than buying right now. So use that rental opportunity to save some income, build a network of advisors in terms of a mortgage person, a real estate person, an interior design person, and look for that housing opportunity where you can actually buy a home to accumulate equity over time. But in the interim, enjoy a great lifestyle as a renter and have it all where you can work, live, and play at a single location while you're developing an opportunity to actually fund a down payment and buy a home where you can build equity.
For sure. So if you are a homeowner or looking to be a homeowner, or maybe you're a real estate investor, we definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this show. They've been in business for over 130 years. They're local and they love to invest in our community, and we definitely appreciate them. Thank you, Central Bank, for being part of this and helping all of us learn about the economy here in Utah specifically and what's going on. Not only are they, you know, definite supporters of Osmond Designs and help me grow my business, but also they have been great for HELOC loans and car loans and things like that for all of my friends and family. So really appreciate them. Today we have on the show with us Jim Seberg, who is the president of ICO. And I'm just going to say he's one of the top economists in the state of Utah. I don't know anyone that knows more about real estate than Jim Seberg. He's definitely the smartest guy in the room.
And he's definitely doing his humble face right now.
He's horrified that we're saying this.
Could you talk to my mother-in-law about that?
Yes, we can. Your wife, your kids, you just have them call me. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
And we're back on the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening on this Saturday morning. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, thank you so much, Jeff. You are listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We love doing this show. We've been doing it just over 4 years. I can't believe it. We're getting old. And I am just so honored to be able to co-host with Jeff Kaplan, who does 4 hours of live every afternoon. If you have not listened to his show, you need to go check that out. He's incredible.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, 3 to 7. You're too kind. I've learned about colors from you.
Yes.
I'm kind of colorblind, and so it's really interesting.
Your wife has listened to the show, I hope. And,
yes, she has.
And when you go home, she gives you suggestions and recommendations on what we've talked about.
Oh, like, she's my partner. Come on.
It's been great. Today, we have been so lucky to have Jim Seberg. You are the president of Ivory Homes Commercial Division, and we are so grateful to have you on the show with us today. Jim, let's talk a little bit about what the future of Utah looks like.
Yeah, terrific. I think our future is really, really bright. A lot of challenges globally and also nationally. We can talk a lot about those challenges. But you know what's interesting about Utah is somehow we come together as a state and we rally around each other for common causes and for the common good. Our population has been one of the top 5 growing states in the nation. Unfortunately, this last year, we were actually number 10. We had less population growth than we normally do. I think that's going to come back as we have more in-migration and as we get affordability improved in terms of both rental and for-sale housing. We have an amazing economic base here. Politically, we're quite stable, even with the in-migration that we have and perhaps different political views. Again, somehow we seem to come together as a state because of the great things that the state offers, right? We have a good tax base. We actually have a surplus in our budget. Property taxes, although, you know, are equal to some other states, are still moderate. Our state income tax, we actually had a slight reduction, which was an amazing event relative to what other states are going through. So I think the future here is really, really bright. Also, we have a very diverse economic base in terms of actual businesses and industries that was diversified over the last 20 years. I think that'll continue. And because of our amazing geography, wow, you know, I love the fact that we can ski 20 minutes away. You know, I used to be a Colorado guy when I lived out of state, and having rediscovered Utah has been fantastic. So all year round, we have amazing recreation opportunities. We do have some things to solve, right, with a little bit of pollution on occasion, weather issues, transportation issues, but we have the right team, I think, in place politically and also socially just from our population growth to solve those challenges. So I think the future's really bright here.
The other thing we have here is optimism. It's almost everywhere. There is some negativity. I'm not just, you know, trying to smile my way through this broadcast, but there's a profound amount of optimism because of the successes that have preceded this moment. And people expect that's going to go forward. We're going to solve the Great Salt Lake's problems. We're going to solve any tax issues. But personally, I lived in New Jersey at one point. The same home that I have here, and it's a modest home. My property taxes would have been $15,000 a year. Here, $3,000.
Yeah, terrific point. I love the optimism point, and I love the fact that you talk about how it affects our pocketbook because of the way our state's been governed over time. And those two things will continue over the next 10 years. I really have a firm belief in that. A lot to be optimistic about relative to the diverse economy we have and the opportunities we have in real estate. Again, we're going to solve this affordability issue. And as I mentioned, you know, my partner Clark Ivory with Ivory Homes and his foundation, I think they're going to do over 800 workforce and affordable housing units over the next couple of years for the state, which will benefit teachers, firefighters, those folks that are involved in public safety that really make life better for all of us.
Well, and your company is so generous. I love the foundation work that you do to give back to our community. That's absolutely incredible. And for someone like Jim Seberg to be on the show and tell us about all of the future development that you're doing shows that you have confidence in this market and you're doing such a great job. We are so honored to have you on the show with us, Jim. Thanks again.
Thank you. It's been great to be here with you. And again, Heather, thanks so much for all you do on the design side for us. It's been terrific. It really makes a difference and makes us stand out in the market. Color selection, patterns, exteriors, furniture, just amazing. So really appreciate the work you do for us. Totally fantastic.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We'll be back next week.